The daughter of this Kesar said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, leave this question alone. The Yanoma Dana, let me answer it. I'll answer my father myself. So she said like this, let's say we would have two potters, two people that make pottery in our city. One person makes it, forms it from the water. And one forms it from clay. Which one is greater? Which one would you glorify more? Would you praise more? So the father answered back, the ones that create through water. Mashmi, that was a bigger kunz, that was harder to do. So if he could do that, I would praise him more. Is Omalei. So she said back to father like this, Min Hamayim Tsar, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a person for Mayim, Rashi says it means the Zera, Mitipas Rucha, like how do you fertilize your wife with the Zera, with Mayim? If so, Min Hatit LaKoshchein, for sure a Kodesh Baruch Hu can create, make Tchias HaNesim from Nofar, from the dirt. The Rabbi Yishmael Tana Kalbuchem, Ava Kalbuchem, Miklis Luchas, from glassware. Just like by glassware, shamol and beruach, you have to blow up glass. Is boss of a dom, it's blown up with the ruach, with the wind of a boss of a dom. Nispru, if the glass breaks, yesh lam takono, again they could blow it up, they could heat it up again and make it over again. If so, boss of a dom, a person, shabarucha shakodesh baruch hu, that was created with the wind of a kodesh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama, that even though he's broken down and he turns back to offer, still of course a kodesh baruch hu could blow him, could fix him up again, and a kodesh baruch hu could make a tchias amesim. A certain man said to Rabbi Ami, Amri, so I know you Jews say, you say, Tishchi v'chayi l'kosh baruch will make alive again the mesim. Again the same question, for every ofra they turned into dirt, for your ofra mikro chayi, could you make dirt live again? So Rabbi Ami answered back like this, let me give you an example to what this is like. Lamelech boss of them is done to a king. Shomalavod, he said to his servants, Lechu ubonuli plautrim gedolim. I want you to make me a big palace. Pemokam shein mayim v'ofer. In a place that there's no water or dirt there. I still want you to make me a palace there. His holchus of the people went, the avodim went, Ubonuli, so they built him a palace. But you understand, Liyamim, such a palace like that, in a few days, in Liyamim in time, Noflu fell down. So now the king said again, Omalehem, he said back to the people again, to the workers, Chosu, Ubonuli, so the Mokim Shiesh Ofremayim, I want you to rebuild me my palace in a new place now. In a new place, in this new place, there is Ofremayim, there is dirt and water. Amalei, so they said back to the king, Einonu Yechelim, we can't build it, we can't rebuild it. So Kosalei, the king got angry with them. The Yomlam, he said like this, Benokam Shein Mayim Biyofa Benisim, if you build already this palace, in a place that there was no water and dirt there, Achshav Shiesh Mayim Biyofa, now I'm telling you to build it in a place where there is water and dirt, Alachas Kama V'Kama, for sure, you could build it up. The same thing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Like Maduch, he created Adam Rishon from nothing, from Tayyav Avayu. So of course now, even though there's a little bit left over, there's only Alpha left over, for sure he could make it Tchias HaMesim. And he said, V'yata Maimi, if you don't believe me, say Labika, go out to the valley. Go over Ray and see Achbar, some type of a mouse, Shahayoim Chetziv Vosser, right now it's not completely grown yet, it's only half flesh, V'chetziv Adom, and half it's still the ground. And Lamocher Hishrutz, tomorrow you see it come out, V'nasa Kula Vosser. Like you can see something like this, you can see a living case, that Ofer, dirt, becomes into a Nachbar, comes into a mouse, there's certain type of mouse, there's certain type of them, Rashi says, that they're not created through fertilization, but they come out from the ground itself. So it's possible that the ground itself could come into a creature. Shem, the time you may be listening back, that's Lazman Ruba, that takes a long time. And but here when Hashem will make his mason be 1 to 3, she says, okay, Ona Lahar, go up to the mountain. Ray and see, Shayom Einboy El Chalazin Echud. Right now there's only one Chalazin, but Lamocha tomorrow, Yodu Bishamna, big rain will come down, from the smaller Kula Chalzainus, and the whole thing will be full of Chalzainus. You see, things could be created first, 1 to 3. And Rashi says, this Chalazin here, that's the famous fish. Rashi calls it here to last like a worm. Sheyotzim min ayam, it comes up from the ocean. Echad b'shem shana, 1 to 70 years. Have been saved b'dam made chelis. From its blood we made chelis. L'chadchim, Rashi says, in the nira b'chol harvela echad nechad. Beginning Yonasi 1, or l'mocha tomorrow, sheyotzim in the rains, misma l'kula chazaynus, the har will be full of chazaynus. So Rashi says, what's the pshat of the nira l'mari? Shebeitzei chalazim mashritzim kulam, that the eggs there will hatch. Alma yesh biyada l'chayis nefishah. You see, the kids say things could be created 1, 2, 3. So if it's not a kash, our Kosh Baruch Hu can make chiyas amesim 1, 2, 3. The Gemara says, Alma lo yehumina legviya ben psisa. A certain man spoke to Gviya ben psisa, that was his name, and like Rashi said, we'll soon see he was hunchbacked. That Velechun Chaybe Oveit to you Rishayim, he called them, the Amrisa that you say, Maisi Chayin, that the people that died will become alive again. And he had a question. The Chayin, Maisi, we see the people that are alive die. If so, the Maisi Chayin, people that died when he could become alive, how could that be? Even the people that are alive now will die. So for sure the dead will not become alive. Omelos, he said back to him, no, according to your reasoning, I can answer you back. She said, Amalei Velechun Chayim, I wait to you, you wicked people. The Amrisa that you say, Maisi Lechayim, people that died will not live again, have a cash on you. To Lehevi Chayim, Madach Hashem, you create new people that were not alive yet. To Hevi Chayim Lekoshchein, people that were once alive again and died, for sure Hashem could revive them and make them alive again. So just the opposite, and so I would say that Vitchis Amesim. Omalei, so the Simin said back, Chai v'korosli, you calling me a wicked person, you should know, ikimne, if I would get up, bitme b'chai, to kick you, u'pashitne lak musecha minach, I'll straighten out your hunchback, like I could give it to you, be careful. Omalei, so said back to him, just the opposite, imat oisekein, if you would do that, if you straighten out my hunchback, roifu umein, tikwa, you'd be called a great doctor, u'schahabitito, you have the right to take a lot of reward for that, I'll pay you a lot for that. Now don't scare me, I'm not afraid of you. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu wrote in a price like this, B'yeshrim v'yarba b'nisan, on the 24th day of Nisan, is natilu di musnoim yudim yushloim. It was taken away the complaints that the Goyim had against yudim yushloim. The Rashi says, Ayurim b'alei chomish v'yiretzim nito chelet yudim yushloim. The Goyim wanted to come along and take away Eretz Yisrael from the Jews. So what happened? So on the 24th of Nisan was taken away their complaints. Then what happened? Kishubo b'nei Africa lodin in Yisrael. The b'nei Africa came to argue against Klai Yisrael. Lefnei Alexandria Muktim. They went in front of Alexandria Muktim. They had complaints against the Jews. Omulay, they said to Alexandria like this, Eretz Kenan Shalonavi, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. To see the passage says, Eretz Kenan Ligulaseo, that this was the lands of Eretz Kenan. Now, Kenan Avurin Dehanu Inish Hevi, Kenan was our father, therefore the land belongs to us. This is the Gvul, this is the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and it belongs to us. So Omelhu Gviya ben Pesis Lachachomin. This Jew, Gviya ben Pesis said to Chachom, listen. Tanuli Rishus, give me permission, V'yelof V'yedin Imoim. Let me go and argue back, Lefnei Alexandrus Muktim. Let me go argue back in front for the Jews. And like this, Im Yenatzchuni, if they win me, Omelhu, you could say like this, Hed Yitzchabon and Yitzchatim, it's not such a great gain you have. You won over only a Hed Yit, a normal person of us. We didn't give you a Chochem. But V'yemani and Atzach, and Atzach, but if I win, or if I beat them in an argument, Omel, and then you have right to say that Torah's Mochin Yitzchatim, Yishnos, the Torah's of Moshe, because Moshe's Torah won out. So he was a big honor if he wanted to go. So Neftaler Rishuf, the Chum gave him permission to argue this out in front of Alexander's Mukdim. So also he went, if it done him, he had a bin with them. Amalem, he said to them, listen, Me'echenatem Mevim Raya, where are you bringing your proof that you deserve to hurt Israel? Amalem, Minator, you bring it from the Torah. One of them said back to them, "Afani lo yovi lechem ray ela min haTorah. I'll also only bring you a proof of the Torah itself." Shneimer apostle says in Bereishis, "Vayoymer oru Kenan eved avodim yiliyachiv." That Noach cursed his son Kenan and said, "You should be a slave for your brothers." Now the lech of a slave is eved shekonu nechosiv, eved lemi. If eved buys property, who's it belong to? Eved lemi, who owns the Eved? Unechosel lemi, who owns the property? In other words, the property belongs to the brothers and belongs to Klal Yisrael, not to you. For lo yo, not only this, unless you were kama shonim shlo yavaratani, that there are plenty of years that you didn't work for us. In other words, you have a klala, you have to be an Eved Avodim, you have to work for us, and you didn't work for us for a long time. Sadarab, you have to start working for us now. So Omalem Alexandrus Malko, Alexander the king said back to them, have zero light shuva, listen, let's hear, give them back an answer. Omalem, so they said, the Afrikaim said, to do levels of man slash yom, give us 3 days. So okay, Nasalem Zaman, he gave him 3 days to try and find an answer. But could they checked out, Lemotsu Shuva, they didn't have an answer to answer back. So Miyad right away, Baruchu, these Africans ran away. Venichus of the same, they left their fields. Kishem's roots, they were all planted. The Karmayim, Kishem, the trees, all the vineyards were planted. And the Yosef Shana Shvus Haisa, that year was Shemitah. That Klaiso cannot work on the grounds. And here, like a nest happened, that Klaiso got took over all their grounds that was already planted, they were able to use it. Now, Shuv Pamachas happens, another time it happened, again, that the Bo'u B'nei Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim came, Lodinim Yisrael of Neasandrius Muktim, they came to complain to Asandrius Muktim against Klal Yisrael. Amulai, so they said like this, Harei Rem, the Pesach says, Vashem Nosanes Chenom B'nei Mitzrayim, that Hashem gave the grace of Klal Yisrael in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, Vayashilam, and we lent them our jewelry. If so, Tnu Lanu Kesef Zor Shenatalti Mimenu. The Mitzrayim are now coming back to the Jews and saying, give us back all the jewelry, all the Kesef Zor that we lent you. So that was the complaint. They wanted to get back all the jewelry, all the gold and silver. So again, Oma Gevia Ben Pesis Lechamin. This Gevia Ben Pesis Lechamin. Again, Tnu Li Rishus, give me permission. V'elech v'yedin imam, I'll go and I'll have a din Torah with them. Lefnei Alexandrius, and again, Im yinetzchu mi, if they win me, Omulam, you could just say back, Hedyit shebanu litzchatem. You just run over a simple person of us. But v'yim ani anatzech, as in if I will beat them, Omulam, you could say over, that Torah asmeshe rabbeinu litzchatem, it was the Torah that won over. So Naftalah Rishus, again, the Chum gave him permission to argue. V'olach, he went for Doni Mom, he argued them like this, Omulam, so this, Givia ben Sisa said to Mitzrayim, Me'echenatem Mevin Raya, where are you bringing your proof from? Omulah, they said back in the Torah. From your Torah, I'm bringing your proof. Our complaints are from what it says in the Torah. Is Omulah, so he said back to them, Afani lo yovi lechem Raya elam in the Torah. I'll also bring your proof only from the Torah. Shneimer the Pesach says, Umayshav b'nei Yisrael, Asher yoshu b'Mitzrayim, Shloshim shana, that how long did Klal Yisrael work in Mitzrayim? 30 v'yaboyim me'yishana, 430 years. If so, Tnu lanu schar avoda, I want you to pay us now for the work we did there. Shalshishim rebuyim, of 600,000 people, Sheshibaratam b'Mitzrayim, that you slaved us in Mitzrayim, Shloshim shana v'yaboyim me'yishana, I want you to pay us back now the pay for the work that 600,000 Jews did for 430 years. Give us that much more. You owe us much more money. So Amalem Alexandrius Mukdim, Alexandrius Mukdim said back, Hechziru Lechuva, okay, you Mitzrayim, let's say you answer back. He has a good time, answer back to him. His own rulers that had nothing to say, and they said, "Tnu lanu zman shloshiyom," again, give us 3 days to think about this. Okay, Nosalem Zman, he gave them 3 days, but when they checked out, Leinotzel, true, they had nothing to answer back. Miyad right away, Henichu again, so they sent left over the fields, Kishem Zruis, when they planted, Vechameim, Shemetuyis, and the vineyards were also planted, Ubroch, when they ran away, and again, Vyesa Shana Shruis, it was also a year of Shemitah, that again, Kleistel had tremendous Havrocha from them. Now, Shuv Pamachas, a third time it happened, that Bo B'nai Yisrael, Yishmael B'nai Keturah, that B'nai Yishmael B'nai Keturah, the children of Avraham Avinu came, Lodonim Yisrael, to argue against Yisrael of Ne'al Sanjus Muktim, and they complained to Asanjus Muktim, they said like this, Omru Loi, Eretz Kanan Shalanu B'Shalachem, Eretz Kanan belongs to us. Yisrael, the prophet says, the Ela told us, it belongs to us and to you. It belongs to both of us, not only to the Jews, it belongs to us also. Yisrael, because the prophet says, the Ela told us, Yisrael ben Avram. Yisrael, it says, Ela told us, Yitzhak ben Avram. So that Avram Avinu had 2 children, he had Yisrael and Yitzhak. So said, both of us deserve to have Eretz Yisrael equally. Is Amalem again give you a Bem Sisla Chachamim? To no Mimishus give me permission, Vielach Viedani Noem, the Vnear Sanjus Mukten, Iminatsuni, Omru Hedjit Shabon Mitzhatim, Viamani Anatsech, Oysam Omrulem, Teras Meshra Ben Mitzhatim. So Nasna Rishus Gimacham gave him permission, Halach he went for Dani Noem. Omalem again, Meshanatim Avin Rayamulem in a Torah. Omalem Afanin, Yavi Rayam, as all of a sudden they're being approved back from in a Torah. So now the process is like this. Vayitem Avram as Kol HaShalom Yitzhak. That Avram Avinu gave everything he owned. They gave the whole Eretz Yisrael to his son Yitzhak. And the pasuk says, "On the Bnei Apalakshim, but the Bnei Apalakshim, Asher Yavram, Nosn Avram, Avram Matanis." To them he only gave special Matanis. We'll soon see what he gave them. But I'll call upon him. Av she Nosn Aktin Lebonov V'chayiv. A father that left over clearly, he wrote down which presents, exactly what he wants to give to this son, and what he wants to give to that son. The shigur zeh miyal zeh, klum, yesh le zeh al zeh klum. Does any of them have a right to take away one from the other? Rashi says, akten means kosvam, shlayita lecha b'chil saber. It was written out clearly. You cannot take from the other one. K'moshos avrom yishmoel, shlayita b'mash nosl yitzo klum. That Avram Avinu so clearly, I'm giving everything I own to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. So Yishmael has the right to take away Eretz Yisrael. So again, so that's this lesson. That Av Shenosan Akten Lebonov, a father left over a clear statement what should be done with his sons. The Chayiv, for Shigazer Miyazer, he threw one away from the other. As he says clearly, he should only go to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. Klum Yesh Lezeh Azeh Klum. Does Yishmael have right to come and take away Eretz Yisrael? And Yishmael only got, the Bnei Keturah only got Matonis. And the Gemara explains, my Matonis, what are the Matonis? Or Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba, Malamid Shemosalem, Shem Tumah. Avraham Avinu gave over the Koich of the Tumah to the Arabs. There's this Koich of Tumah in the world. Avraham Avinu wanted to take it away from Klai Yisrael, took it away from Yitzchak, and to, he gave it over to Yishmael. That's all you deserve, nothing more. So the kids again, Klai Yisrael won over the Arabs. Oh, Maloi, Antoninus, Rebbe, Antoninus said to Rebbe, Guf Nishama Yecholem Lifter Atza Menadin. You know, the Guf, the body, and the Nishama, they could free themselves from Din, and Klai Yisrael should not give them back punishment. Kate said, how is this? Guf Omer, the Guf, the body has the right to say, Nishama Chatois, it's not my fault, the Nishama did the Avera. Shemiyoyim Shepirsh Mimenu, Harenu Mutu Kevin Doimu Mekever. Listen, like, since the day I died, like when the Nishama left me, did I do anything wrong? So it's a raya that me, myself, the Guf, can't do anything. I can't do anything. When I was alive, it was the Nishama's fault. Now, when the Mashem says, okay, let's see what the Nishama has to say. When the Nishama, Nishama says back, no, Guf Chata, it's the Guf that did the Avera. Shemiyim Sheparashti Mimenu, the day that I went away from the Guf, Hareni Parachas Bavir, I'm flying in the air, Kitzipa, like a bird. In other words, I'm not doing anything wrong. It wasn't me that did the Chataim, it was the Guf. And Amalei said back to him, Emtzlecho Moslem Adabodam. Let me give an example to what this is like. The Melech Basabodam, Foyle Pardes No. He had a beautiful orchard. Foyle Boy, Vichoyle Snois. He had nice,